This is How Men Think with Brooks Like and Gavin DeGraw, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to a very special episode of How Men Think podcast. It's the holiday edition.
Ooh, no way.
Hey, the holiday edition. The holidays are the holidays are here, essentially, but right around the corner. Christmas right around the corner. So we wanted to do a holiday episode. We're here with Rick, Dimitri, Easton is running a new mustache that we're very fond of.
It's new old. It's a retro 70s mustache.
Yeah. With that hair he's running, it's a fantastic look. We've been saying the holidays are the giving season, and my friend, you are giving a gift to us
Yes, he is.
We have Amy in studio. We also have Danielle. Oh, we got the whole, we're missing our buddy Gav.
And Ryan, who's like filled with poop diapers. Can I read you the text he wrote?
From the baby, right? Not his own.
So this is the latest text
what's
I got
Ryan
from
been drinking?
Ryan. It is. Oh my God. I mean, it's just out of control. He said, I was forced to cancel my trip. JP is screaming, crying, projectile vomiting everywhere, all over our nanny's car, all over our couch and our brand new rug. The baby is screaming. My wife has just begun vomiting. I had to race home from work and I have a splitting headache. Oh, and the dog is trying to eat the throw up and won't stop barking. The world is against me.
Oh, buddy Ryan,
I love that he says over our brand new rug. It's a brand new baby too, but you're just dismissing that because that's causing the mess.
Oh, my heart goes out to you, buddy. But the fact that he's actually texting you all of that is
right. It means he has time. He's not cleaning. He should be cleaning up the puke, right?
My response was, "Oh, your trip is canceled. Great, you can do the show with us." And he goes, "Oh, good luck."
I don't want him coming in here smelling like
I don't
puke.
Either.
Okay, well, this is the holiday edition. So this episode, we just want to have a ton of fun, and we're going to cover some background because we're all new to each other this year. But I'm curious.
It's our first Christmas.
It's our
and
first
holiday
Christmas.
Season.
And you're the best dressed one here, Dimitri. Can we talk about what you're wearing right now?
Sure.
Here, nothing, so, is nothing an answer?
No.
He only has a sweater on.
Thank God.
It's a Christmas sweater. Some might call it an ugly Christmas sweater.
Fantastic Christmas sweater.
What my thinking was, in Tahoe, Rick wore a Speedo that showed off his best attributes.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd wear this. And you I figured I could get away with it.
Which attribute for our listeners is it highlighting and for others that may not know?
I think the only highlighting that's going on are the flashing lights on the sweater.
Yeah, you want to know the sad part too? It has three blinking things on it and only one of them's blinking.
That's
I'm already down two
you
bulbs.
Press the other one.
That's in your defense though. When a bulb inside a sweater burns out, that's a hard fix.
Yeah. Right. So,
you got to have your needle and thread.
Yeah. But I do appreciate the spirit that you showed up with, buddy.
Thanks. It says all lit up, but obviously I'm not all lit up. Okay. I'm just partially lit.
Not yet.
Yeah, no, just partially right now.
The night is young. So we're going to get into the holidays. We're going to dig into the holidays. I love the holidays. We're going to dig into it and what it means to you guys. So first off, your favorite holiday memory all time. Do you have a single favorite memory?
I don't know. Mine's actually a little bit deep. Mine's a little deep, to be honest with you.
Do tell.
My favorite holiday of all time, obviously, it was Christmas at my parents' house, which we always go there. And I had graduated college, but it also took me a few years to sort of get the diploma. Okay?
It's okay. Six-year plan.
And slow mail. I mean, that's, you know.
The six-year plan. It's okay, buddy.
A little bit longer than that, but anyway.
No one was home to sign for it when it arrived.
You know, and this is kind of in my later years. Obviously, I didn't go to college when I was 12, but I had finally graduated and I had wrapped and got my diploma and got it all framed with the University of California at Berkeley. And I wrapped it and gave it to my parents. And it was emotional. Like, it was emotional and it was a big deal. I was so proud to give that to them and show them that I actually had accomplished that, you know,
right
and finished.
On, man.
And it was just like I started bursting out in tears. You know, this is probably 3 years ago. No, I'm just kidding.
How many years ago was this?
God, I'm embarrassed to say. I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
It was a while ago, but past the normal graduation point.
And that frame is still there on the mantle. There's a different picture in it now, but they kept the frame. Took the diploma out now.
The paper airplane now.
love the frame.
But it was for that for me, you know, even growing up and getting all the cool toys or the bike or the whatever you want to call it, or the traditional Christmas morning toys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Having that moment and actually being able to give back to my parents something that they helped me achieve, that I achieved. And then, you know, having that kind of door closed for me was a big deal. And I think they were very impressed with that as well. And I was, it was a proud moment.
Right on.
It was a special holiday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
For you. Thanks for sharing, buddy. Dimitri, what about your favorite holiday moment?
I have a deep one and a not deep one. Which one would you like?
Both.
Both. Okay. The not deep one was when I was in third grade, my brother told me that he heard Santa Claus use our bathroom. So I was like, he said he heard the boots go in there in the middle of the night. I thought that was awesome. So I went to school and I told everybody. And not everybody believed me for reasons you might be able to figure out. And so it was fun then because it was exciting. But then years later, I really appreciated it because he knew that he was lying to me. But he knew that I would go in and tell everybody at school. So I thought, what a dick. But, you know,
what are big brothers for?
Later, yeah. I really appreciated that because it was a solid joke. It really paid off. So. Yeah.
Were the boot tracks in the bathroom?
Did he?
Yeah, he said, I woke up and I heard the boots go into the bathroom downstairs in the hallway. And I was like, oh, man. He's like, he washed his hands, you know, the whole thing. And I was like, oh, so he probably took off his gloves. I went through the whole thing.
That is awesome.
Did he set up, did he take a boot outside, put it in some water? Snow,
no,
or something?
Because I was in second grade. I wasn't going to. I wasn't bright enough to check.
I just wondered.
Did he take a dump in the bathroom? In the toilet?
It's Santa Claus we're talking about.
Oh. He's got a little opening in the back. There's a little patch in there and everything.
I think
right?
Those are pajamas.
Oh.
Okay, now you're deep and thoughtful, memorable one.
Okay, so my deep one was, it was third grade. And
again.
Yeah. Well, it was a year later, so yeah.
Big year.
Yeah. Well, you know, it all went downhill. Third grade, I think I've talked about it before, but my brother passed away on December 3rd. So it was right before Christmas. And on Christmas, my parents gave us, my sisters and my other brother and myself, presents from him and said that he picked them out before he passed away.
Oh, man.
And
wow.
it was the greatest thing. And that was the best gift I ever got. And I held on to it forever. And even when those things, when it was this radio, this little compact radio, even when it wasn't in style anymore, Walkmans came out, I still was like, that's this radio. And I kind of forgot that, you know, there was better things out there, and I just held on to that radio. Now, the truth is, I don't, whether that happened or not, whether my parents just bought it and said it was from him, probably the case. But to me, that was before it took me probably 30 years before I actually thought that maybe that was it.
Yeah.
In my heart, I always thought it was from him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
Isn't it powerful, the sentimental value of some things? It's not even about the object, but there's things in my life that are just so insanely valuable because of the moment they were given to me or the person that gave it to me, the sentimental value of something.
Do you guys
so
have
special.
Anything that you've had all your lives? I have my blankie that I got when I was born, and I still sleep with it every night. I'm not lying, but I still have it.
Yeah,
and I do sleep with it. Do you have anything like that?
I have a couple things, actually. I have some pucks from when I was a kid. I don't know how I got them, but I remember these pucks from my childhood. I also have these six little unique cars. I cut when I was growing up, I would mow lawns for money back home in Wawota. And this gentleman named Ralph Drinnen was my first ever customer. I think I was 10 years old, and I would cut his lawn. And I went to ask him for payment after I was done cutting his lawn. And he's like, what do you charge? And I was like, I have no idea. Just whatever you want to pay me. Anyway, he paid me $10 every time to cut his lawn. And then I cut his lawn for a couple of years. And then he ordered these little vintage collector set cars, and it was a six pack, and he gave me one car each week this one time for six straight weeks. And he was a army vet for Canada, just a distinguished noble guy in town, just always, I don't know, I never had grandparents living anywhere around me. That my closest grandparents were 7 years or 7 months, 7 years, 7 months, 7 hours away.
7 months away.
Yeah,
wow.
7 months, a long way.
It's quite a boat ride.
But he was somewhat of a grandfather in a way. And I would sit I would talk with him after I mowed his lawn, and he would give me these cars. And I still have those cars in our attic here in the house. I've moved
that's
them
awesome.
Down
oh
from Canada.
That's really cool.
I just haven't been able to get rid of them. I have no idea why. Yeah.
Now, that's really cool. Quick question. Mowing lawns in Canada, it's always cool. What is that, one weekend out of the year?
Yeah, it's a seasonal thing.
Okay.
It's not a, you need another job.
You would have made a lot more money snowblowing, by the way.
Well, I got $10 every 3 months.
Even as a 10-year-old, you can't make a living off that.
What about you guys? Do you have anything that you've just had all your lives?
No, I don't. Not that I can. I mean, when you ask the question, it doesn't. Nothing's popping in.
Well,
my
you're
brain
not really
right
a material guy. Like I.
I'm really not. I kind of get rid of things.
No, it's the worst. I try so hard with your birthday every year, and like I've never gotten you something you like.
Yeah. Well, that could. I mean, it's I don't know if that has anything to do with.
I mean, I'm just saying you don't really love a gift.
I have a
but
quilt.
Today you will.
I have a quilt that has Rick's diploma stitched into it.
Amy, what about you? What's your favorite holiday memory of all time?
Oh, I don't enjoy these holidays. Like, I find this so irritating.
You're
like,
a mean one,
I'm
the,
I know.
Grinch.
I'm going to get letters. I don't. From
why is your hair green?
From November 1st till January 2nd, I'm basically sort of irritated. And then it lightens a little, but not till February 15th do I feel whole again.
Do you have one memory, though, that you...
I mean, as a kid, I loved all of it. I don't know. My brother said to me the other day, when did you become so bitter and just... curmudgeon-y. And I was like, I don't know. I don't love it. I think it's just so stressful. That's what I want to ask you guys, like, because women get so stressed at the holidays. I want to see if men do, like, all the cooking, the shopping, the cleaning, the getting the house decorated, like, I got this and that and all these, I gotta help my mom order all the stuff for my nieces, and I'm just like, but
I do want to circle back. I do want to ask Brooks if there was a memory that you had growing up of the holidays or Christmas or whatever you celebrate, you know, that really sticks with you.
The only two that come to mind, I remember when I was like super young, I was like 5 and I got a new pair of hockey gloves and they were like way too, they almost came to my elbows. Like I was like, okay, I'm wearing these for
like
the next 6 years. Yeah.
You were pruning the apple trees with after you mowed the lawn.
Like they were so long. I was obviously going to grow into these, but I remember, and I have an awesome photo. My brother's in the back of that photo and I think he might even have some of my hockey gear on. I'm like maybe 5. He's like maybe 3.
Okay.
Just cause I have the visual of that. That was so cool. And then, another one that really sticks with me is when I was 19, I made the Canadian National Junior Team, and the biggest junior hockey tournament in the world, the World Junior Championship, starts Boxing Day every year.
What is that, Boxing Day?
Do you guys know what Boxing Day
no.
is?
No.
I know it has nothing to do with boxing. That's as far as I know.
In Canada, maybe it's just a Canadian thing.
I think it is. Yeah.
I think everything goes on sale on Boxing Day.
Oh,
so like,
so it's
I don't
like
know,
Black
just,
Friday.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's not like a holiday.
I have no idea.
Is that why you asked
called,
if we knew?
It's called Boxing Day.
Do you know the date of Boxing?
Yeah, the 26th of December.
Got it. Okay.
So,
you don't have like dinners for Boxing Day.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's you box up the crappy gifts you got and you take them back to the store. You know, maybe that's what it's... but Boxing Day, things go on sale.
It's observed as a holiday in which postmen, errand boys, and servants are expected to receive a Christmas box. It's the first weekday after Christmas. So ooh. You're supposed to like... you know, celebrate those who serve you throughout the
that's
holiday.
Cool.
Yeah,
oh, I like that.
It sounds much more glamorous. Like boxing, I thought it was a holiday. Like people come over for dinner. It's
that's
Boxing Day. Yeah,
no, it's kind of just like
Celine
a day,
Dion.
But...
I picture her celebrating Boxing Day.
Right, like the nice invitation. Come on over for Boxing Day at Celine's.
but on Christmas morning when I was 19. I practiced with Team Canada. We had our practice Christmas morning because our tournament started the very next day. And so my family flew in. The tournament was in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Family flew in. We had practice the morning, saw the family for the evening, and then we played against Sweden the next day to open the tournament. Biggest World Junior Championship, biggest tournament as a young kid trying to make the NHL.
That's awesome.
And then I scored on my very first shift like a minute and a half in. And so that was just like... In Canada, you grow up watching the World Junior Championship at Christmas.
Awesome.
Families do it together. It unites the nation. It's the biggest thing for Canada. It's amazing. And so to be part of that
over
the holidays
really cool.
was
yeah.
awesome.
That's really neat.
Now, before we get to the excitement that we have planned for you all, does anything about the holidays stress you guys out? Like, at
I'll
all?
Say, well, buying gifts. Like, it's, this is, I'm not even close to done Christmas shopping. Like I haven't started. Like if Amazon Prime screws me, I'm dead. I am dead. If like,
It's gonna be Box Day.
Oh yeah, my exactly. God! It's just every single year I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get this done in October or November, and then it's December 20th, and I have like one crappy thing that she might like.
See, I have. My wife and I this year were like, we're getting stuff done before the night of the 24th, like wrapping everything.
Yeah.
I mean, every year it's till midnight. And I think that's part of the part going into your next question of like, the part that bums me out. It's like I'm always tired on Christmas Day, and then you're kind of milling around, you're eating or you're doing whatever, and I'm like, why is that? And so I'm like, this year's goal was to try to package everything. I love shopping. Like I like that. So I like
online or in stores?
Both.
Okay.
So I actually, that part of the holidays really I like a lot. You know, like I've already have a list of 25 things on my phone of like kids, family, all this kind of stuff. And now I've got to just go and like execute on it, right?
Well, it's the 20th. I think it's time. Well, no. Now's the time.
I mean
guess I get a better order of that stuff.
I mean, good for you. Is that, that's not me. This is actually something that stresses me out. So I tell Julianne, this is my whole life, I'm like, this is what I want for Christmas. X, Y, Z, right here. Here's the link. This is it. Don't even look for anything else. This would make me the happiest man in the world. I get none of that in return. None of that. There's
like
not,
suggestions.
You get what you want.
You get what you want. You just don't. She just doesn't tell you this is what I want.
Yes.
Okay.
So I get what. I get what I want. Usually, she is like, "This is yeah," and then that's amazing. But I have no direction for like what to get.
I don't think women ever want to say, "I want this." They want you to figure it out and
get
them
exactly
what
they want. Because
that
would take sort of like the fun out of it. Like, what? Well, why is it fun for me to tell you what I want and then you just get it for me?
Right. You could get it yourself.
Thanks. Because
then you get the favorite thing in the world for free. That's why
free is such a strange concept of married couples, because it's like, really? Isn't it just sort of all y'all's money anyway?
No, but that's the other part. It's like I feel weird where it's like we're at a stage, not financially, but you're like, oh, if I can go get that tomorrow. Why do I need to wait until?
Because it's.
Why do I have to unwrap it and act surprised when I knew what it was?
Because it goes back to the sentimental value thing we talked about.
I love gifts. My mom texted me the other day and she goes, don't get that coffee table you've been looking at. Dude. And so all I'm thinking is like, great. So now I have no coffee table until she gets it for me, and I just have this empty space.
You know what would be worse is if she just didn't like it and she's not getting it. She's like, don't get it.
And leaves you hanging for like 3 years.
Christmas comes and you still don't have a coffee table.
My wife, it'll be like 2 weeks before her birthday, and she'll be come like walking in the room and have like brand new shiny earrings on and a new bag. I'm like, oh, hey, like, that was really nice. Like, where'd you get those? She's like, oh, I just picked them up. I'm like, oh, you know, your birthday's in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah,
like send me a note. I'll, like, you can't wait. Yeah. Come on, girl.
Okay, one last real quick question. Any favorite holiday tradition? Do you guys have a tradition?
I love watching Christmas Vacation.
Oh my
and
man!
One year, this is gonna be sad. This is gonna be sad. Not really, but one year I watched
third grade
once a day, every day from Thanksgiving to Christmas. I watched Christmas Vacation once a day for like 20 something days.
I have one that's gonna blow people's minds.
I didn't have a lot of friends back then.
If you have kids, so on Christmas Eve, this is real, you have your kids write like their Christmas list, and then you put it in the fireplace and you burn it, and Santa can read the smoke signals that come up
through. That's cool.
Thank you so much.
That's really cool.
Let's hope that you've actually got them those presents. Otherwise, you're lined up for massive disappointment tomorrow.
And then they're also like, well, what if the fireplace is still too hot for him to come down? Now we've just... Now he's not even coming.
What are the coals? It's like 1 a.m.
You know what we used to do? You know what we used to do on Christmas? I used to love this. Fondue.
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
I don't know why we used to fondue on Christmas.
That's always a New Year's thing for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't done it in probably like 20 years. But when we were kids, we used to fondue, like put steak in there. And
that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That is good.
Okay, we're going to get into some Christmas gifts.
Oh,
Ryan's going to be so upset he's not here for Christmas gifts.
It's his love language.
Nothing would satisfy him anyway. Don't worry about it.
That's very true. We're going to get into some Christmas gifts right after this break. This is How Men Think, the holiday edition with Dimitri's blinding sweater right in my eyes.
I want to know if the one light's gone out yet.
It's about to fizzle. Trust
me. Okay, we are getting into holiday gifts right now. Amy, can you tee this up for us?
Yeah, so here's what we did. So Tori, Danielle, Easton, and I all got together and planned out what we thought could be the hottest gifts for you guys for the holidays to help you out. So
gifts
that you could receive, gifts that you can eat, gifts that you could take as a hostess gift to a party, gifts for the kids, everything.
Okay.
We have a bunch of different people here that will think Shark Tank. They're going to come in and they'll have 1 to 2 minutes to explain to you guys why it's the perfect gift. You can ask them questions. You can talk to them. And then when we leave, well, then when they leave, we'll analyze which was the best gift.
Okay.
I like so I will
Cuban.
Begin.
Okay.
I'm going to be Mark Cuban.
Exactly. And yeah, you can decide if you're going to invest in them. Okay. So I will begin. This was my idea for you guys. Although, as I'm saying it out loud, it's a little weird because, like, if you got this for Julianne, I think it might be a hint weird, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Okay.
So this is the one of the hottest jewelry items. Ooh. This 2019 going into 2020. They are called chunky initial rings. And they range in price. You could probably get them for $30 to $250. You can get them at Neiman Marcus. You could get them at this company called Wiley Hart, WileyHart.com. And we're going to put everything on our Instagram if people want to buy this
stuff.
Awesome. So what I got was a B for Brooks.
Thank you.
And an R for Rick.
Oh.
And then I'm wearing them on my hands, which I think is really cool. The only part that
She's wearing it on the middle finger for Dimitri.
I am. The only part that now that I'm saying out loud is a little weird that you're going to give Julianne a B. Like, don't you love me so much that you want to wear a B around?
Want to know true story?
Yes.
On the bottom of her wedding ring, there is a B on the bottom part, just so she knows it's from me.
Look at the B.
That's a really big in your face B.
Yeah, we'll take photos so people can see it.
That's like
very
a booyah.
Big. Yeah, so Rick, how do you feel that I'm just wearing this R around?
I see an R around.
It's big. So yeah, so what you could do your kids. So like if you wanted, you could get your wife the kids in first letter.
Oh,
and then you give it and then she could wear the P and the E.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally, of course.
Right.
See, I have four kids. It's going to be like brass knuckles for her.
just get one giant. Yeah.
Dimitri's wife is suddenly Mr. T. Okay, so that is my first idea. Everybody can judge it later. So now we're going to bring in our special guests.
Okay, special guests. Okay, we have guest number one here to pitch us with a Christmas gift. What is your name, sir?
My name is Mike Krause.
Mike, pleasure to have you. Thank you very much. And can you tell us about your gift?
Yes. So we have what are called visit tags. And visit tags are customizable luggage tags and keychains. We make them in four different styles. They come in 12 different colors, and you can customize them with anything you want. You can write absolutely anything. So when you all stress out about not being sure of what to get someone, you can create the perfect gift for every single person on your list because you can embroider whatever you want on every single tag.
So it's an embroidered tag, and this wraps on somebody's luggage. It just is a little something attached to somebody's luggage?
This particular one is elastic. We have a snap version. We have a version with a grommet and a zip tie. It's not only for luggage. Like, people use them on sports bags. They use them on backpacks and briefcases.
You said keychain. Are there smaller ones?
There are smaller ones that are keychains, yeah.
And in Dimitri's case, you hang them on each kid's door so you know which ones.
Right. Oh, that's a great idea.
Actually, people do tag all kinds of stuff, like pipes and toolkits. Like, we have first aid, like EMT companies that flag different boxes.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of use cases.
Yeah, so they use them for all kinds of different things. But what I like about them is, like, we live in this time where, people want to express who they are, right?
Right.
And so, you know, we do that on Instagram and other social media, but, more so than your name, people are using these to express, like, who they are, what they like, or how they travel, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So,
is it, I see it as somewhat like a personalized license plate or a customized license plate. When somebody has that's how I would probably use it. Instead of a name, I'd put like some fun message on it or something smile.
Yeah,
Something fun, gnarly on there. To give to somebody. Do people use it like that, or is it usually just name basis?
No, we rebranded, and the kids actually came into the business a couple of years ago and said, okay, Mom and Dad, who we put to work actually this year. We're so busy. My 79-year-old parents are in the shop making tags right now.
Right on.
Seriously. But we rebranded to give people ideas about how to express themselves.
Yeah.
Exactly that. So, like, I'm a latte lover, or I've gone fishing, or whatever the case is. And that's most of the tags that people order now.
I would do, like, hands off, not your bag, because then it comes down the thing. If people try and grab the bag, and it just says right there,
Yosemite
bag,
Sam, back off.
The only problem with that is every single, like, we get so many of those, so it wouldn't help you at all.
That makes it funnier, because then it is someone's bag.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Visittag.com. Check those out. I like that. I like where this is going. I can see a use
case for that. And can you do different fonts and different sizes or
Not yet. We have 12 different colors of tag, 12 different colors of embroidery. We're looking at new materials for next year, all kinds of different customizations. So,
and it's a nylon tag right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Super durable. Nice.
Awesome. Visittag.com. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you very much.
Right. Appreciate
you. Okay. Joining us, we have two lovely ladies. Ladies, can you please introduce yourselves?
Yes. I'm Jennifer Hurless.
Jennifer.
And Jennifer Noonan.
Jennifer and Jennifer. Oh. Okay.
Wait. I was talking to you on Wednesday in the airport at Nashville.
Wednesday in the airport at Nashville?
Yeah. Didn't you had your dog?
Yeah.
And I was like, I love your dog. It's so cute.
Come on.
Yeah. And no, but I didn't know who you were. I was just in the baggage claim. And I'm like, your dog's so cute.
Oh.
And what was so funny was I was like, he looks kind of familiar, right? I'm like, And I didn't think anything. And then we got our bags. And all of a sudden, then I saw Julian coming out. And I go, oh, I could have just said something, and I didn't.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yes.
By the way,
you were following the How Men Think Instagram, right?
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I recognized him from.
That's
yes.
What I thought.
Okay.
She walked up and just double tapped him right there. Yeah. She's only used to seeing him on the phone.
Big heart came up.
Jennifer's, what is your gift idea for the holidays?
Okay, so we created a gift for both men and women, and we are bringing lockets back.
Mm.
If you think of lockets, everybody thinks grandma, right? Like a grandma locket, okay? And they kind of disappeared for a while, and we were thinking that that was probably because nobody prints pictures anymore. Everybody has their pictures on their phone. So we decided actually the whole thing happened because her sister was looking for a locket, and we couldn't find a modern one. So we designed a modern locket.
Ooh.
And what's really nice about our lockets is we also developed the technology where you can take a picture right from your phone and you can put it into the locket.
No.
Or we do it for you.
Really?
So if you had a gift and you bought this, and we actually have this one for you to give Julianne. And
I think Brooke should give it to
her.
Yes.
Oh,
you're supposed to.
By the way, the packaging is fantastic.
Thank you. But because I saw you in the airport, you'll understand why I put that picture in there. But so when someone has the locket, like let's say you guys were ordering it for a female in your life, mom, wife, anybody, you just upload the photo and we put the picture
that
in
is
for
so
you.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can I show you guys this? This is so cool. It's a picture of me and Coda, our dog, on his second birthday.
Oh, wow.
I shared it on my Instagram.
That's really cute.
And by the way, I love on the back side of that how you have the two praying hands.
So that all of our lockets have a different meaning, and that particular locket means gratitude.
Oh,
so it's so, and we give 10% back to different charities, and that one goes to Operation Gratitude.
Oh, you guys are
awesome. So every
locket
gives back to charity. They all have a different meaning. So let's say you don't want to put a picture. You're like, oh, I can't decide what picture I want to put in. The really nice thing is that the words are engraved inside. So under the picture, it actually says gratitude, gratitude, gratitude.
Oh.
So let's say, you know, you're like, I can't pick a picture, but I want to get this gift. That's okay, because it still has the words inside.
These are beautiful.
That's cool, because I think one of the biggest problems with lockets was not people didn't want to do the picture. You could never get a picture that size.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that was always, so that's nice that you can just
And I know it took me 10 years to finish college, but is it is it uploaded digitally, or how are you doing this?
Yeah, digitally.
On,
yeah.
Describe that a little
digitally.
Bit.
So
how do you do that?
So let's
I'm
say you're on your phone, and basically it says upload photo,
yeah,
and you click.
Get out of
dummy
here.
Dummy proof.
So it's Bluetooth and Wi-Fi combined.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
that's
you can
amazing.
Do it yourself at home because we have the app right on our website, or we'll do it for you.
Okay,
that's so cool.
Can you change it, or is it just
yeah?
Like
no,
that?
You can change it.
Wow.
Yeah,
change
you can
it.
You can change the photo.
It's
we can
beautiful.
Do it for you can do it for yourself at home.
I'm afraid yep. you.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
I love it, ladies.
So you know what we need to do is we need to get Ryan one of these
with a picture
and then
of Ryan.
A picture of Ryan himself. Or Brooks. Brooks.
Here you go.
And
we
just
have
keep
a
changing it
on. Well, we have a man lock.
Oh,
we
a
do
man
have
lock
a man version.
Oh, cool.
So that's neat. It's matte black with a black diamond. I can pass.
Can I see
yes.
that? I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I've been looking for like a necklace, like
and
something to wear for like
yeah.
8 years and never found
well,
it.
Well, you'll like this.
I
we
like
have
that.
One that says strength.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
Oh, that's the gratitude one. That's cool.
Direct relief. So each one of them goes to a charity, and inside the box when you give it there's a card that describes the virtue and the charity it goes to. As you look in the box there, you can see that.
I love that.
How do you get these again?
So you can get them right on our website at www.atokenof.shop.
A token of dot shop. I love these.
Everything on our Instagram.
Yeah, it'll all be on our Instagram.
The reason we did the keychain was, for example, my husband, when we came up with the man locket, he goes, I don't wear that. So we were like, okay, what do we do? Because he still liked it. So I said, what about a keychain? There you go.
I like it.
Yeah. I love. Also, I love that you guys are a mission-driven company. I want to commend you for that. That is incredibly beautiful.
We actually think of the charity and work kind of backwards with the designs from the charities we want to help.
Yeah, I want to commend you guys. That's awesome. So, a token of dot shop. You can get it on our Instagram. Go to their website, a token of dot shop. Those are beautiful. Yes. Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You so much.
Thanks so much.
And it was Jen and
Jen.
Right. Okay.
Easy.
Awesome.
Thank you guys.
Yes.
Okay. We have our guest number three, Natalie from Bartesian.
Hello, hello.
Natalie, welcome to the show. Can you tell us what you have here?
Yeah, so this is a pod-based premium cocktail on demand machine. So
I love it.
Winner.
It sells itself really in that.
Ryan's calling. He's in. Gavin's on the phone.
So they currently have about 6 drinks out right now and a bunch more launching soon. But you can make easy drinks like a Cosmo, Margarita, Old Fashioned, Whiskey Sour, Sex on the Beach, Uptown Rocks, and a bunch more on the way. But you fill the 4 glass chambers with the alcohol of your choice. So you get to choose if you're, you know, hosting and want to put some of the cheaper stuff out. You can do that. If you're hosting for yourself, you can put your fancy stuff in. There's an interchangeable one for gin and rum. You've got vodka, tequila, and whiskey. And you just put the pod in, a little bit of water, and it's all real juices and bitters and whatnot in the pod. So they're fresh, real ingredients, and the pods are 100% recyclable. So you just put it in, choose your strength, whether you want mocktail, light, regular, or strong, and it'll tell you in the packaging how much alcohol is in each. And it's in about 15 seconds, the drink is made.
So this is like, I'm looking at this, I'm not a coffee drinker, but for our listeners who can't see this, it looks like an espresso machine.
Nespresso machine.
It looks like a Keurig. Yeah, Keurig K-cup.
But with alcohol.
Yeah.
We're missing, don't miss that.
What kind of drinks do you like? I can demo you one right now. I can kind of show you guys, give you a chance to taste it, tell viewers.
Rick, you've been stressed out all day.
I like margaritas.
Margarita's easy.
Okay, she's done. So we're going to get you a margarita here.
So you just lift it, insert the pod, close it, wait to hear the click. It tells you to place a lowball glass with ice under the dispenser, which we've already done. So you hit next and you choose mocktail, light, regular, or strong.
Strong.
It's Friday.
Yeah. So strong.
It's the holidays.
So you hit strong and hit mix and it's done.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
So how does the ice, how does that portion work?
So the ice you put in the cup, and that way it cools down the drinks. But the colder the water you put in, or if you refrigerate the pods, which you don't need to do, but always helps,
keeps everything really, really cold.
And just like that, it'll be done. And then it says our capsules are recyclable. It's self-cleaning. It'll be done easy peasy just like that.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
By the way, this is a beautiful machine.
It really is.
Yeah, like if you have this sitting on your counter or somewhere
at home. It looks good. Yeah. It's a good design.
Yeah. It's sleek.
It's chic. Yeah. It matches every kitchen.
Okay, where can they, Natalie?
That is classy. It looks classy, and it makes drinks for you, which you can't beat that.
It's a good margarita.
And it's really quick.
It's a good margarita.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, here we go, Dimitri.
Natalie, where can they find it?
They're available for sale on Bartesian.com. You can also get them on Amazon. You can get them Costco, Bed Bath & Beyond. Most places. It was just recently named on Oprah's favorite things list of 2019.
Yes.
And they'll be at CES in January.
Awesome.
It's like having your own bartender at home.
So bartender.
Like you don't have to go out anymore.
You don't have to go out anymore. Uber's going to go out of business.
Tell you, says no tip
Uber's
necessary.
Going out of business. Bartesian's putting Uber out of business.
So yeah, it's just as simple as that. Anyone else want to give a cocktail taste?
That's excellent. I'm good.
Yeah. Rock and roll. YouTube,
thank you very
YouTube.
Much.
Thank you, Natalie. That's awesome. Yeah, Bartesian.com. Check it out. Sorry, I was swallowing right there. I missed my cue. Easton cues up these little things specifically for me because I love coming back from break with that, and I missed it, and I apologize, buddy.
Sometimes you got to take a bite to eat when you're at break.
You know, there's a massive bowl of M&Ms right here.
They're really good.
I just had one, and then I was swallowing, and I missed it. Easton, our guest number 4 with a gift is our producer, Easton Allen.
Hi guys, thanks for having me. This is a dream of mine to be on How Men Think, and but
Heavy with the sarcasm.
Well, but,
yeah, right.
Oh, no, but the real gift is what's hopefully going to be under some trees come Christmas morning. I've got a lot of toys here because I'm a toy guy.
You're a toy guy?
I am a major toy guy.
Yeah,
that is not an exaggeration. Someone got into my toys already. They've opened up the boxes.
Sure. An empty box. Everybody loves that.
Here's the thing. I am a childless man in my 30s, but I got the inside scoop on all the hot toys this season.
Okay.
And I'm going to pitch them to you guys, and we're going to see which ones. Rick, I know you have offspring. Dimitri,
yes.
You've reproduced. Brooks, I think you're looking to do that. So this is something that's in the forefront of all of your minds.
This guy's smooth.
It's awesome.
Easton, you're a natural at this, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've presented lots of toys in my life. All right, so I've got the best toys out here. I'm going to present these to you guys. I mean, you got to start with the biggest, right?
Yes.
So in my hot little hand.
I think I know what this is.
Yeah?
Is this like Lionheart thing or something? There used to be the Lion... Was that? I used to love that show when I was a kid. Lionhearts?
I mean,
Transformers.
This is Power Rangers, my man. This is Power Rangers. Okay. This is something that maybe it was called Lionheart up in the Great White North, but but down here in America we call this the Power Rangers. All right.
It's got a big lion head staring right at me.
Well, this is what we call the Megazord. This is several smaller Zords combined to create the Megazord. This thing is gigantic. This retails for $34.99. This is for ages 4 and up, and this is truly Morphin time. It's Beast Morphers from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers line. How tall is this? Like
that's like 24 inches. Yeah. He's like a 2 foot. Yeah,
yeah. This is like a 2 foot mega toy. He's got a white tiger on one arm, a shark on the other. You can see we've got a life size Power Ranger. This is to scale, so like I've got like probably what an inch and a half Power Ranger.
No, that's like 3 inches at least.
Wow. That's what he tells people at least.
He's sitting on top there, ready for attack. It's got articulating limbs, all the action of Power Rangers in one giant toy. So this is the Beast Morphers Beast X Ultrazord figure. This is a pretty high ticket item.
Let me just say this: if I'm a kid and I show up with this toy, like I'm a big deal.
Yeah. You have a 25 inch.
I'm announcing my presence with authority when I show up with this toy.
Yeah. This thing is I misspoke earlier. This actually retails for $59.99. This is a pretty major gift. If you're going to be getting this for any kid's going to love to see this under the tree.
By the way,
except
also,
the Lionheart version in Canada is only $19.99.
Yeah.
Also, when you're a kid or even now, when you see a big box under the tree,
oh my god,
you're so excited.
Totally.
You're so excited.
There's nothing better than that. Oh my god.
And that like takes over the big box. Like once you open it up and that thing comes out, it's amazing.
It's crazy. And if your kid's into Power Rangers, there's no shortage of Power Rangers toys this holiday season. We've also got this is the Beast Morphers Beast X Ultrazord. This brings the adventure and teamwork and action of the Power Rangers right to your hands. This one retails for $34.99, and this is another like version of the Megazord. This is all these different Zords combined into this one giant like it's kind of like a Voltron type figure. You know, a lot of smaller characters combined into one. Except this is the Power Rangers, so they're Megazords. It's got this like really cool jetpack thing on the back. It's got these giant boot things. It's really awesome.
He looks like he's wearing winter boots. This guy's about a foot tall for those of you listening.
And here's the thing. It's got more than 30 sounds and phrases. I don't know if
it looks like he has speakers on his shins.
Ooh, he sounds tough.
What?
How sick is that?
that's disgusting.
I don't think you meant sick like that.
It's got a ton of different phrases. One of my favorites is, wow, we're going fast now. And whoa, everything's upside down.
Hey, guys, you know how people sometimes have like a bobblehead on their like thing of their car?
The
I feel like Easton has a Megazord. Like this Megazord on the dash.
Yes, he does.
Hey, guys, when you're stuck in traffic, nothing makes you feel more powerful than looking up and seeing Megazord. Oh, he's still going. You get a lot of bang for your buck with these phrases. Rangers. There's a lot of...
Ooh.
I mean, this is going on for a while. It's very cool.
That's a battery drainer right there.
Yeah. It's got battle and flight modes. That's more than 30 plus sounds and phrases.
Plug that thing in.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Make sure you have some D batteries ready for that guy.
From 6 a.m. to 6:45. You press the button once and it runs for 45 minutes.
Okay, brother. What else do you got?
All right. And for the... little girls or the My Little Pony fans in the family, we've got Oh My Giggles, Pinkie Pie. This is
what?
This is My Little Pony.
What is that?
Now, Rick, you ready for something?
Yeah.
Go ahead and touch her. Just touch that right there.
Guys.
So okay, he's touching the back legs.
I'm not there.
She's got like this rubbery body and then these hard plastic legs. And it makes for a very cool texture experience.
Let's see.
For
a child. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Easton. I thought she was like going to jump.
Yeah, when I get it. Super durable.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's a good grip.
It's very cool. This is for ages 3 and up. It retails for $29.99. So check this out. I don't have any water with me, but if we had some water, you can pour that on the mane, and it will reveal a rainbow rainbow hair. Isn't that cool?
The mane changes color?
Yeah. Oh,
we have some margarita left over. Should we use that?
We didn't even turn her on. Oh, look at her. Oh, Jesus.
She walks.
Whoa. Seriously. There she goes.
Oh,
she giggles and she makes noises, too.
Okay, so we got My Little Pony. We got a couple Megazords.
Yes, and
what else are we running here?
But if you have a Transformers fan, so we've been talking about Power Rangers a lot. These giant Zords look like Transformers, but they are not Transformers. No. We have some official Transformers here. These are called Bot-Bots. They're these tiny. They're like and they come in this mystery box. So I'm holding one right here. I think it's okay if I open one, right?
Here, I'll hold your microphone. You open it up.
All right. Cool. So. This is the very cool thing about these tiny Transformers Bot-Bots. There's a ton of different characters that you can have in each one, and it's a surprise into which one's going to be in. This is
Love
the perfect stocking
That's
stuffer.
That's cool.
Love it.
So let's see who I've got.
And then there's obviously like 12 of these that you can collect or whatever.
Exactly. So right now I've got this like, it looks like a radioactive Frappuccino, and this is going to transform into a little man. Do you see that? A little Transformer.
I do.
Ooh. It's a robot in disguise.
Okay.
I've got him... And
wait, you get two Transformers?
You get one in there, but it comes with two modes.
Oh,
well, so and every Transformer is automatically two things.
Exactly. Oh. He's either this guy looks like a Slurpee, or he's a robot.
So he's like just hanging out there. He's like, hey, I'm just a Slurpee.
Yeah,
I look friendly. Boom, I'm a robot.
Oh, she goes,
My Little Pony got scared of
it. Pinkie Pie is acting up.
She's fucking around.
Is that My Little Pony's name, Pinkie Pie?
This particular My Little Pony is named Pinkie Pie. Yes. Okay. And she's giggling and having fun and hoping that we'll change her hair color.
I think Ryan would like.
I think there's a little motion sensor in front of her face.
There definitely is.
Yeah,
I hope so, because otherwise
there's a motion sensor in Pinkie Pie.
How fun is that?
She's backing up though. She's got to come forward.
So basically, I mean, to sum this all up, if you have got a kid that's into the Power Rangers, there's a lot of really really exciting stuff from seriously all sizes, and down to these tiny Transformers we've got. And then, but if your kid goes more towards the My Little Pony era, we've got this Oh My Giggles Pinkie Pie that I think is just a great gift. Mm-hmm. And being able to like I had you feel the body earlier.
Yeah.
This is something that you can take it into the water with you. You can give her a different hairstyle.
and it changes color. That's really cool.
She'll laugh up a storm the whole way.
Dude, I just spent Thanksgiving with three nieces. They would love that for sure, undoubtedly.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong this holiday season, but those are the big toys that I think everybody's going to be looking after this year.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Thanks for coming by.
Very nice.
Yeah, but don't leave because you're the producer, too, so you got to stay here and operate the stuff. But thanks for coming by with the toys.
All right, I guess I'll put my
mic down. And if this podcast goes south, you got a future ahead as a salesman.
Yeah, right?
Holiday gift guide, how men think style. There it is. You guys have it. Those are what we just covered. Let's dive into the toys first, gentlemen. These toys. Give me your number one, or give me anything about these toys. Yeah, give me your number one. Which one would you love to have yourself?
I think you got to go with the big one.
I think you're right. I think a
big present under the tree is fantastic.
Yes, agreed.
And the Megazord. Was it Megazord?
Megazoid? Zord?
Zord.
Zord. And he's just got an awesome lion face that can jump right out at you. And I was holding that thing. It's like 4 pounds. Like, I'm running that.
Yeah.
If I'm a kid, I'm running that toy to school like a boss.
Oh, yeah. You're running around the lawn doing stuff.
It was so sad. You're like, that's a lion heart. And he's like, no. And no one knew what that was. And I think Canada had knockoff toys. And that's why everybody gets into hockey up there because the toys suck.
Do you want me to give you guys one more?
Ooh, one more?
Hold on.
Toy?
Oh, and then
a new gift.
Is it the Kit Kat bar you're eating?
No, I got...
It's a caramel.
I'm working so hard. I started to get hungry. There's so much running around. Speaking of food, I think the perfect gift is food. So, see that stack of boxes?
Yes.
And we're going to
yes.
put a picture up. That thing is filled with Mrs. Fields' cookies, popcorn, brownies, everything Mrs. Fields has.
Wow.
That is such an epic gift. And people, am I right or am I right, love when you bring them treats.
Because
imagine you bring that as like a housewarming gift, so then they can put, not housewarming, what's it called? Hostess gift.
Party gift, whatever.
Yeah.
So
they can put that out. They can save it for later. People love food.
You know what? I agree with that. Because we always get, people bring us like a bottle of wine or a bottle of scotch or something, and I don't drink. And this stuff just sits there, and we end up giving it away to whoever.
I'll take the scotch.
Bring food.
Oh, sorry, you weren't. Okay, my bad.
Bring food? Yes. Mm-hmm. Put it out for guests. Can we dig into this? Do they have caramel popcorn?
Yes. Crack it open. I'll bring it over.
Okay.
Although I know you got, I'll walk away in a second, but I think that Bartesian thing is the dopest thing on the planet.
Yeah. I thought that was really good.
How did it taste?
It wasn't like a margarita if you ordered one at a nice bar. Let's put it that way.
But was it passable for a party?
You bougie gentleman, you.
Well, no, I mean, Brooks, if you came over to my house and you were like, "You know what, Rick? I want a margarita." I'd be like, sure, Brooks, no problem. I'm like, let me get the Bartesian out and pop it in there. I would probably, if I had to choose between the two, the Bartesian and making my own margarita for you, I would make my own margarita for you.
I love that idea.
Does that make sense?
But what if you're
hosting 20 of me?
Then you go pitcher.
I mean, I think there's only one of you, number one. It's impossible.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, brother.
Easy guy.
I take that as a compliment.
Yes.
I do think the Bartesian was a really good machine, though.
I do too.
It looked nice. You can do, like, if you don't know how to bartend, or like, you can do an old fashioned, you can do a Manhattan, whatever, all these different kinds of things, you can do that very simply.
The concept of it is great.
Yes, yeah, here's the thing. Not everybody can afford to like hire a bartender for a party. And you don't want to sit there and make like a bunch of people drinks all night. You miss the party. It's a fantastic idea. You have the pods out there and just say, pop it in, press the button.
Yeah. I like the Bartesian. I also like the a token of these lockets. I'm wearing.
Yeah,
one
I did
right
too.
Now.
I thought those were really good. Yeah. They're good looking, and for both male and females.
Yeah.
And then they also have a neat little twist to it that you can download and put any picture that you want in it.
Yeah.
Which worries me a little bit, because I know you have that little Rick pick thing. I want to make sure that you send only appropriate photos.
Yeah,
for
I just need to get your login for your locket.
I'm confused at how that works. By the way, do you print it out, because it's not a digital screen.
I don't know what they do. They must print it out. Might be a little. I'm not sure what they do, but how about this? I think we should make one of myself and give it to Ryan.
That's what I was saying. I think that's dude
for Christmas.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
And then because he's so hung up on the money thing, should I have like a bunch of cash in my hand?
Yes.
No, you're in like a bathtub with just money everywhere.
Let's Easton, can you like superimpose some sort of thing? Because actually, if you look at my wallet right now, look at this, gents. There's not a single dollar in it. No. I don't have cash in my life. Right here is my wallet. Not $1 in it.
And what we need to do is keep rotating the pictures to something even more extravagant.
Is he laying across a Lamborghini?
What is that? Is he petting a tiger?
Oh, yes.
I think it's...
I'd love it.
His love language of gifts will change quickly.
Idea of the night.
The last idea of the night. Okay.
We need to review the
stuff. I think
I
forgot one. Yeah, you guys can still do that, but I'm giving you all the products before.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, I ate a lot of sugar. All of a sudden, I stood up and I'm like, am I going to fall over? Okay. So this would be for the ladies, but I would love for you guys to smell this and do a smell test. So do you know Lily Aldridge? She's like a supermodel.
Yeah.
So this is her perfume.
She's coming in?
No.
Oh, no. The perfume is coming in. Okay,
she's going to come in and we want you to smell her. Would you be quiet?
And it is called,
sorry.
It is called Summit. So I'm going to let you guys keep talking, but I will open it up and you can smell it.
From first look here, I like the branding. It's simple. It's clean.
I like it too.
I like the branding.
Yeah.
Don't spray it just yet, though.
It's kind of masculine, the bottle, which I like. Like, I'm not, that's not a judgment.
I like simplicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I don't like the ones that are like curved like flowers and have all these glass, like, it's just very simple. That's nice.
Yeah.
Amy, are you spraying it on?
I don't know.
Spray it and just walk into it.
Spray it and then kind of,
come on, walk into it.
I don't know. You guys tell how you feel.
I think you don't have to spray.
Okay, so this is Lily Aldridge's perfume called Summit. Dimitri's giving it the thorough mustache rub.
It's not bad. I think it smells like one of the Bartesian drinks.
Hmm. Rick, you bougie gentleman. Oh, he's giving it a spray.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Woo. We have two sophisticated gentlemen here giving this a scent taste.
The initial one is like perfumey, and then now I feel like it's settled down a little bit, yeah. And I'm getting more of the summit.
Oh,
smell to it.
I see how you work. That's nice.
To me, because you guys are a couple feet away from me where you sprayed it, I actually feel like it smells good.
What I mean.
It does smell good, but I can't place
what it
smells
like. Don't take the initial one
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
Amy, I like this.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. It's not, I don't like super florally perfume. Like that's sometimes,
me too.
It's like too sweet.
Right.
This is not a super florally perfume. Not that I know a lot about perfumes, let's be honest, but I actually really like that. I think that's a tremendous scent.
Yeah. And you want to use perfume to try to get to the summit, correct?
I don't know.
Was that?
This is Summit by Lily Aldridge. Fantastic. Yeah. I would rate that. I would give that as a gift. I have friends. Yeah. I would, for sure, I'd give that as a gift.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. What about the tags? What about visit tag, the first gentleman that we had on? The luggage tags, the party tags, that kind of stuff, tool tag. Would you guys use those?
I personally wouldn't. The problem with that as a gift is, I know it was kind of pitched as this, like if you need a last minute gift or this and that, it's like, but that screams to me last minute gift as well.
Ooh.
Like, oh, that's, yeah, I can see that.
I don't know that I would be, I mean, maybe if you got someone a bag and put it on there, but if to give someone a luggage tag seems.
So what if you did this? What if you bought it and then gave it to them 2 days prior as a Christmas gift and they got to open it early? So you're like, this is not a last minute gift. I got it early, but I did. I was worried about you thinking it was a last minute gift.
So I would run to the Bartesian and make a cocktail.
Yeah, a couple.
Okay, so visit tag. Rick, would you use that?
I think if you sell it as a luggage tag only, I think that's, I think they're limiting themselves. I think you would sell it as more of a tag of anything. So kids' backpacks, kids going to camp.
No, that's what he said.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Rick.
That, but I think you're, no,
that martini got you.
I've just had a few more Rolos than more everyone else.
Okay, what about, I really like this, the Wiley Hart, the piece of jewelry, the necklace, or the keychain. I have the necklace on right now, the Wiley Hart.
I'm confused as to how it actually works, so I have to go check that out. It didn't look like a digital screen, but it sounds like it could be. So that's cool. But I love the keychain because I'm not a locket guy. Like, I couldn't wear that. But it's a great gift to give someone.
It's not.
And I like the keychain.
It's not a digital screen because you'd have to have a battery and that would run out. It's some sort of printing or plastic or something that
they
put in.
Okay, so you can
there.
Go on the site, download the picture, and just print it out. That must
be
it.
No. You load your photo in. You load your photo in, they put it on the necklace or whatever, the keychain.
No, but she said you can change
rotate it around. Yeah. I think it's a digital, like you can change photos.
Yeah, but I think maybe you print it out at home. Like,
it might be
sizes it for you.
I would actually guess it's some sort of little magnetic thing. So it's printed on a magnetic and it's just magnetic to the back of this so you
and
can
then
pop
they just
that
pop
little
it in the right?
pop it out. Yeah. I really like these anyway.
Yeah.
The toys, I have nieces and nephews. I would gift some of those toys, yeah.
I would for sure.
The Pinkie Pie scared me a little bit because it just kind of, all of a sudden, it has a sensor and it just starts giggling and moving. And
I disagree with you, though.
Okay.
Because I think that's probably, you would probably get the most bang out of your buck on that thing. Because you can take the Pinkie Pie with you on vacation. You can go in the water.
I would throw it out the window. But yes, in the car. But yes, you're
once
right.
Once it starts going backwards.
To me,
I'm saying is, I don't like it, but you're absolutely right. Kids would love that kind of stuff.
Totally.
So there
especially
you go.
Little girls that have the Pinkie Pie and they put it in between their arms and in their armpit and they walk around with it and they pretend it's a little mobile pet.
I could see, to me, honestly, when I look at it, when you hit that motion sensor, it looks like it's having a seizure. But it honestly looks like it's having a seizure. But honestly, my nieces would really like that.
I think
I'm
it's
sure
cool.
They would. Yeah. We haven't got to try this food, Amy. Can we try this?
Oh, yeah.
Miss Fields?
I haven't tasted it yet, but I agree. That is fantastic. Bringing food because they can put it out right then and
yes,
there.
Yes, right
or
now.
Or they can keep it
yes.
for themselves.
Blast it out right now.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm
pretty happy
how about this,
too.
Gents, favorite holiday food? Like favorite holiday snack? Favorite holiday snack? Let's go with that.
A member of my family. This is like family snacks or like something you would just go buy? Just,
I don't.
Yeah.
Simple
my,
question,
my,
Rick.
No.
Jeez.
A member of my family makes this. It's like chili con carne with cream cheese dip. Mm. And it's like, I feel like
I want to like that, but I'm afraid.
You would like it, Dimitri. But coming off of like Thanksgiving and all the bland foods, and then you roll into to Christmas and you're probably cooking another turkey with some other bland foods. Like, I'm kind of more of a spicy guy. So having that dip Christmas, like noon when you're watching the football games and you have a little chili with some cream cheese in it, it's pretty solid.
You lost me there. I wouldn't eat that at all.
I was just rambling. It's all good.
Yeah.
No, I love a dip, like a crab artichoke dip. I ate that the other night. Here's the thing. Delicious going down, then you can run into trouble.
Well, like, that's the way that chili con carne with cream cheese thing sounds like.
Nice pun, Amy.
It's like, that was good. Where's that chili con carne with cream cheese? Like, it's right over by the bathroom.
Oh, my God. You guys, you have to see this photo. Easton, Easton, our amazing engineer slash salesman, just sent me this photo that we're going to send to Ryan.
It's, we're going to send, let me describe it. It's Brooks in a bathtub with purple walls. He's got a bright yellow shirt on, and he's got money. He's sitting in a pool, a bath of money. This is amazing.
This is awesome. And what we're going to do, we're going to lie right to Ryan's face. We're going to say, hey, this is a nice gift from iHeart. He's going to get it. He's going to get it under the tree. Yes. He won't know it's from us at all. We'll tell him it's from iHeart. And it's like a really, because the boxes are really nice. He's going to open it and just, we're going to destroy his.
How great would it be if he's gave it to his if wife? He's a little cheap, he just gave it straight to her and didn't even open it.
Oh, man. Well, happy holidays to you, good sirs.
Yes.
I appreciate you. I know the holidays are a busy time, and I thank you guys for making the time to be here. What are you most, I want to end on this note. What are you most grateful for this holiday season?
I'm most grateful for being around my family. I know that sounds like the token BS answer that everyone's going to be happy about, but literally I am. It's been a long year, and it's been busy and good. And I, you know, we kicked off the podcast in June, and it's been absolutely awesome. I love hanging out with you guys. I love being with all, you know, my family, talking about the podcast, being with you guys, getting to know you more, whether it's through FaceTime or text or Instagram or all that, you know, being here and actually doing it in studio. And so I'm grateful for that. You know, it's been a good year. It's been long. I'm kind of waiting to just kind of wind down a little bit, though, and relax.
Awesome,
spend
buddy.
Time with them.
Thanks,
yeah.
buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Dimitri?
It's funny. You said that's the token thing, but I think there's a reason that it's a token thing. I love the holidays. It's a really nice time of year where you reflect and all that. So I do agree. I'm most thankful to be around family. You know, and that song even says, like, mom and dad can't hardly wait for school to start again. But I'm not like that. Like, I really enjoy holiday time. When it's over, yeah, then go back to school. But it's a good time to be reflective and thankful, and I think it's tough to do that throughout the year. There's probably a reason why it's the token thing, is because there's some truth to it.
I love that word that you said, just reflect. That honestly, in the course of a year, how often do we actually like stop and reflect? And then also look forward. I love the time of year where Christmas falls is we're right before the new year. So spending it with family,
yep.
reflecting and counting the blessings that we've had and currently have in our lives. And then also getting really excited about what we're going to do in the new year, individually,
exactly.
as a family, as a couple, whatever. I think it's just a beautiful time. I really enjoy it. But I also remember this. My dad has always said this, and he said, it's also he doesn't actually really enjoy Christmas that much because he thinks of so many people who don't have love or companionship or finances to be able to give Christmas gifts and stuff. And so he always instilled that in us as kids, that not everybody has a Christmas that we have, and to always remember.
Yep.
And try and energetically send love, send hope to anybody out there that maybe the Christmas isn't about the amount of presents under the tree. It's not about
not at all.
All of that stuff that surrounds it that seems to take it over. And so I've always remembered that. I've always been grateful for being together with family, but also sending love to people that are maybe spending Christmas alone, people that can't afford to provide for their families in a Christmas giving way. Just sending you guys love and hope if anybody's out there. So just wanted to just say that we're thinking of you guys as well. So the rest of us gentlemen here, we're very blessed. Easton, we're very blessed. We have great people, great families in our lives. Thank you to the listeners. Like you said, Rick, we've been doing this 6 months and this podcast has grown, and it's so enjoyable to come here. It's not work. We haven't been paid a damn cent.
Still need those checks. That's Gavin.
We haven't been paid a cent to do it.
You can't call it work when there's no check.
Yeah, you can't call that. You can't call it work when there's no money.
It's a charity.
But it's been super enjoyable, this mission that we've undertaken. So I just want to say thank you to all our How Men Think listeners. So on that note, we will end it. Happy holidays to you and your loved ones. And then should we do this as a communal one? Let's do it as a communal, guys. Take care of one another.
Love one another.
And Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah and all the others.
Happy holidays.